Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bamitzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Reziva Kogun Bikarav Mamish. And we continue discussing cases where workers were hired and somebody backed out of the job. The Mishnah tells us Hazarchas Omnin V'Chazur Behen. A fellow hired workers and they were chayzer. They backed out. Yodan Al Tachtoina. They have the lower hand. Now this is not like the previous case that we discussed, which was discussing a Dover Aved, something which would get ruined or lost opportunity if it's not done right now. This is work that could wait to be done, but something changed in the middle. For example, these workers were hired to build a wall for $10, and they backed out halfway through the job. But the price of work went up, and instead of the remainder of the wall costing $5 to build, it's going to cost $7.50 to build, for example. So the Baal Bayis doesn't even have to pay them the $5 that they worked for the first half of the wall, because he needs an extra $2.50 to pay for the remaining half of the wall. Therefore, they have the lower hand, they're at the disadvantage, they only get $2.50, and the new workers get $7.50 for the remainder of the wall. Same thing the other way around. Let's say work went down, and the remainder of the wall is only going to cost $2.50 to build, not $5. The workers can't say, look, Mr. Boss, you anyway are willing to pay $10, so give us $7.50 for the work that we did, and give the new workers $2.50. They're not able to say that. They only get $5 for the work that they did, and the Baal Bayis just saved himself $2.50 by hiring new workers that only are going to be paid $2.50. And it's the same thing, continues the Mishnah, in Baal Bayis Chazer Boy, if the Baal Bayis was the one that backed out, Yodai Al Tachtoina, he's at the disadvantage. So if they had built half of the wall, and the Baal Bayis said, forget about it, I don't need you guys, and in the interim, the price of workers went up, and now the remaining half of the wall is going to cost $7.50 to build, not $5. They still get paid the $5 that they worked, and the Baal Bayis is not able to say, well, it's going to cost me more to hire new workers. It's his fault that he backed out. And also, the price of labor went down, and it's only going to cost $2.50 to build the remaining half of the wall. Look, boss, you stipulated with us that you're going to give us a full $10. You backed out. That's not something we should lose out on, so you have to pay us a full $7.50, even though we only built half of the wall, and you have the remaining $2.50 that you could hire other workers for. Another din, which is similar, call him a shana yodal tachtoina. Anyone that changes, he's at the disadvantage. This is referring to a case, for example, where a person gives wool to a fellow who's going to dye it, and he was supposed to dye it red, but he dyed it black. So over here, the owner of the wool only has to pay for the lower of one of the following two things. If the increase in the price of the wool, because now it's dyed, is more than the actual cost of dyeing it, so the Baal Bayis only has to pay for the labor, whereas if the labor is more expensive than the gain in value, so he only has to pay for the gain, not for the labor. And that's because, again, the guy who dyed it, he was the one that was Mishane, he changed. He should have done it red, and he did it black. And lastly, V'chol HaChayzer Boy, Yod Al Tachtoina, anyone that's Chayzer, he's also at the disadvantage. This refers to a case where a fellow bought a field for 1,000 zoz, for example, and he paid only 200 of it, and then somebody backed out. So if the Meicher backed out and decided that he didn't want to do the sale, the Lekeach, the buyer, he has the upper hand. He has the choice to say, either give me my 200 back, or give me 200 worth of property. And if the Lekeach was on the backed out, it's all the way around. The Meicher has the ability to say, look, I'm just going to give you your 200 back. I decided not to sell my field. Or you could say, take 200 worth of property. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with different cases. Hasechas Hachamar, a person rented a donkey, La'ilicha Bahar. And the stipulation was that he has to bring it on the mountain. Va'ilicha Babeka, but he brought it through the Beka, which is like the valley. Or Babeka, Va'ilicha Bahar. The stipulation was that he had to bring it through the valley, but he brought it through the mountain. Afilu Zu'asar Milan V'Zu'asar Milan. Even if the distance was exactly the same, he would have brought it 10 mil either which way. On the mountain road or the valley road, it's the same exact thing. And what happened at the end of this journey? V'mesa, it died. Chayiv, the soicher, the renter, is chayiv to pay for it. And why is that? Because the owner could always claim, look, I told you you had to bring it through the mountain. And that's because I know that my donkey works well with nice, cool mountain air, and it does not work well with the warm, stuffy air of the Bekka. And that's why I died, because you brought it through the Bekka, or the other way around. If he was told to bring it through the Bekka, and he brought it through the Har, the owner could say, look, I know my donkey does well in these hot, stuffy conditions, and he doesn't do well in the cold mountain air. And that's why, in both these cases, the soicher has to pay. On to another situation. Hasachas Chamar, a guy rented a donkey, Fivrika, and it got some sort of eye issue, and it became almost fully blind. Aishanas Zangaria, or it was taken away by the king's soldiers for use for the army. Imerloi, in both these situations, the owner could tell the renter, Harishal Chalfanecha, yours is in front of you. In other words, he could tell him, tough luck. Why can he say tough luck? That's not fair. The donkey's not really usable right now. That's because we're talking about a case, let's focus one by one, that when the donkey became blind, it still is usable. It's not a schmack, it's like a half-broken car, but it still will get from one place to another. And just because it's not operating at full capacity, that's not the owner's fault, that's the tough luck of the soicher. That's the same thing with Angario when it's taken away by the king's soldiers. This is referring to where the guy was walking along the road and just so happened to meet up with a troop of the king's soldiers. And they said, look, donkey, we need something to carry our supplies. And that's his tough luck. The owner could say, look, if it was in my barn, I never would have met up with those soldiers and they never would have taken it away. Now, in both these cases, if it was slightly different, then it would be the owner's fault, not the renter's. For example, if the donkey became completely blind, so it's not usable at all. Or if the king's soldiers made a house-to-house search, taking away donkeys because they needed them. So in that situation, it's not the tough luck of the renter, and the owner would have to provide him with a new donkey. Moving on to another set of cases, similar to the first ones, Haseches Chamar Lelicha Bahar. A guy rented a donkey, and the stipulation was he has to bring it through the mountain. Now, it's important to note that there's a danger of it slipping and hurting itself when it's on the mountain, but he was allowed to bring it on the mountain, and he was supposed to. But what did he do? Vaylicha Bebeka? He brought it through the valley, and over there, there's a danger of overheating, but no danger of slipping. What happened? Imichlika, if it slipped in the valley and it died, putter, the renter's putter. Because anyway, the owner took on that risk that it would have slipped because he told him he has to take it through the mountain. And even though the renter did something wrong, he brought it through the bikkah and he shouldn't have. But something strange happened to him in the bikkah. It slipped and died. And that's not a normal thing to happen. And anyway, as we just said, the Baal Bayis knew that it could very possibly slip because he had said it should go through the mountain. Therefore, the secher's putter over here. However, v'mhuchama, if it overheated and died, chayiv, then the renter is chayiv. He shouldn't have brought it through the bikkah, and there's a danger of it overheating in the bikkah, and there isn't really danger of it overheating on the mountain, and so since he changed and it died due to the change that he did, that's the secher's fault. Same thing the other way around, the Mishnah continues, v'alicha bikkah v'alicha bahar. Let's say the stipulation was that he had to bring it through the valley, but he brought it through the mountain, imhechlika chayiv. If it slipped and died, then he's chayiv, because there's no danger of it slipping in the bikkah, there's only danger of it slipping on the mountain, and it slipped on the mountain, and he shouldn't have brought it on the mountain. So he's chayiv, but v'mhuchama potter. If it overheated on the mountain, he's potter. And again, that's because the Baal Bayis took upon himself the risk that it might overheat due to the fact that he said, go through the valley, and it was strange, it ended up overheating on the mountain, and that's not the fault of the secher, even though he shouldn't have brought it on the mountain. However, v'mahmas hamala chayiv. If the reason why the donkey overheated on the mountain is because of the strenuous journey of the climb up the steep mountain, then the secher is chayiv. When we talk about the donkey overheating, that's because of the weather. In the valley, it happens to be stuffy, and in the mountain, it's nice cool air. But if it overheated, not because of the air or the weather, but because of the strenuous and difficult climb up the mountain, that's something that even the Baal Bayis wouldn't take upon himself, and therefore the Seicher is chayiv for that. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalan Hay with more situations. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.